Good morning. I stand here again this year because I've asked Andrew to give me 3 years in an attempt to increase the number of givers and the amount of giving. Last year was a great start. Thank you for your decision to support the Church of St. Michael and St. George. Anyone who has been asked to pledge knows it is not the first thing we want to do. As last year's stewardship chairman, I have had an opportunity to hear many reasons why people choose not to give. Mike Zaccarillo, the church's treasurer, John Rowe, the church's senior warden, and I ask you all to join us after the service in the Taylor Room, where we will go over the church's budget, expenses, and the attempt to address why it costs what it costs to operate this amazing place. We will attempt to address the very logical questions and concerns that some of the members of the congregation have raised, and we will also attempt to explain to your satisfaction that the money is being wisely spent, carefully spent, and impactfully spent in the pursuit of God's mission. All of this information is important in a 21st century secular sort of way, but none of this is why we should give. My experience with the members of this congregation has shown me that this is an incredible group of people, and they work diligently to follow Jesus, and I am humbled and challenged by this group. Through your efforts, the Church of St. Michael and St. George baptizes, confirms, educates our youth. We support outreaches like the Nicaraguan Mission and local outreaches that help feed those who need feeding. All are acts of faith and answers Jesus' challenge. But why should we give? For those of you who were here last week, you heard Andrew tell us very clearly why we should give. It was simple. It was direct. Why we should give, and in fact tithe, is because Jesus tells us to. Okay, so let me think about this. Jesus loves me, and he tells me to tithe. I have a wife. She loves me, and she tells me things that are hard also. I committed to Carolyn in marriage 34 years ago, and it is only the commitment close to the one that I aspire to have with Jesus. Over that time, she has asked me to do a lot of things I don't want to do. She tells me to drink less, call my sister, drive slower, be nice, be generous, be home in time for dinner with our family, and other things. Most of these things she asked me, which I have acted upon, have helped make me a much better person. Particularly the things she has asked of me that were hardest were the most positively impactful. If I listened to her more, I'd be an even better person. And I guess if I didn't listen to her, she wouldn't keep loving me. And that makes sense. So I stopped dating Jesus 37 years ago and committed to him. And I go to church and interact with this group of people who are incredible, and I listen to the clergy share with me what Jesus tells me to do. Many of the things I hear, I don't really want to do. But I know listening to Jesus makes me a better person. However, Jesus doesn't seem to have quite the presence my bride does. And I can convince myself that Jesus won't really care and nobody else will really notice. And that's okay. But unfortunately, not listening to Jesus is even more negatively impactful on my life than not listening to Carolyn. And I know this because before I committed to Christ, my life was a mess. I was not a very good person, and it was not a good situation. Now, of all the challenges that Jesus has presented to me, the hardest thing I had to do to commit to him was to pledge. And you see, the reason for that is this. I love money. I really love to have money. I don't even like to spend money. In fact, if I was left to my own devices, money would completely control me, and I would make Scrooge look generous. So pledging is the hardest thing that Jesus asks of me, And I submit to you that I am not alone in this challenge. You see, whatever level of money I attain, I never want to decrease it. Giving money away takes an enormous level of faith in God that it will be okay, that I will be able to pay the mortgage, feed my children, educate them, someday retire, all the normal concerns of why I want to keep the money. Giving it to God just doesn't and didn't make sense. I really used to go absolutely pale just holding a pledge card. Over time, it has gotten easier, and I've gotten a better relationship with God and money, but it's still not easy. It was the hardest thing for me, and it has been the most beneficial thing for me as a person and as a Christian. So I have three things that I ask. One, I ask that you please pray for the faith necessary to make a significant pledge. If you give, give more. If you don't give, please give. Listen to him, and despite how scary it might be, please have the faith in Jesus and God to fulfill this request and his challenge. Two, I ask that you tell your fellow parishioners about the need and the benefit of giving to the Church of St. Michael and St. George. We continue to have so many members who rely on the generosity of others to keep this place special. They are missing out on an enormous gift in improving their relationship with God by not giving. And third, finally, pray to God, asking him to give us the faith in him that will guide us in decisions regarding the financial challenges that we encounter in pursuing his mission. I love this congregation, and I thank you.